The finale to spooky season is finally here as we celebrate Halloween on Friday. And the city is serving up chills, thrills, and a few killer events. For a fabulous time, head to Spooky Drag Halloween at Bach Bar. Think glitter, ghosts, and good times with Brittany Lynn and the Drag Mafia tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. Then, head to the Free Library. They're hosting Ravens on the Rooftop tonight, which incorporates book lovers into Halloween. Wear your best literary costume, because there's a contest. It goes from 6 to 9 at the Parkway Central Branch. On Saturday, you can step right up to the Haunted Circus at the Philadelphia School of Circus Arts. The kids' version starts at 5, the adult 21 and up version starts at 8:30. We'll have more Halloween celebrations on our website, whyy.org/things to do. The Mexican tradition Day of the Dead is being observed this week, too. The Delaware Art Museum hosts Del Art Nights, Dia de los Muertos, with this year's theme of walking with the ancestors. Expect mariachi, dance, and ofrenda where you can honor loved ones and authentic eats. It's tonight from 4 to 8 p.m. The Penn Museum's Culture Fest, Dia de los Muertos, includes live dance performances, storytelling, art making, and an ofrenda installation. It goes from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Craft Month starts on Saturday, and that means the next 30 days are full of activities, workshops, and art from the city's makers and crafters. The month incorporates the Philadelphia Museum of Art Contemporary Craft Show, November 7th through the 9th, and the Intention Symposium on November 14th. Other events are happening at multiple venues around the city, including at galleries and arts and performance spaces. Craft Month goes through the end of November. If we're talking icons, Ruth E. Carter is one of them. Her Afrofuturism and Costume Design exhibit opens to the public on Sunday at the African American Museum in Philadelphia. It showcases the Oscar-winning designer's revolutionary work from Malcolm X to Black Panther. The exhibit hours are noon to 5 p.m. Where music and spooky season combine is at the Fillmore on Friday night. That's where Third Eye Blind's Halloween horror show is happening. I'm packed and I'm holding, I'm smiling, she living, she golden, she lives for me. Says she lives for me, evasion, who own motivation, she comes round and she goes down to me. Expect the 90s hits you know by heart, Semi-Charmed Life, Jumper, and How's It Gonna Be, still sounding as good as ever with some Halloween hijinks thrown in. I don't think they'll mind if you show up in costume, in fact, they probably encourage it. The show starts at 8. For the ultimate fall-themed event, wrap up in plaid and hit the Philly Flannel Fest at Braid Mill. It's flannels, food trucks, local brews, and good vibes, all the things you need when the days are getting shorter and the nights are getting colder. It's on Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. What's next? We'll be here for months talking about prospects. Staying on my job, yes sir. When rain is against her, I'm river resistant on my polyester. She may hail from across the pond, but Little Sims fits right in with Philly's musical sensibilities, blending hip-hop, jazz, and funk. She's on the Lotus Tour, which comes to the Fillmore on Sunday night. The show starts at 8. You can buy a house, but you can't buy a home. You can be surrounded, still be alone. Oh Lord, you can be living the life but not living the dream. To start off Halloween weekend on a high note, head to Jon Batiste's Big Money Tour at the Met tonight. The multi-Grammy and Oscar winner brings his signature New Orleans sound to Philly, mixing jazz, gospel, and soul in a show that will make you feel like you're right in the middle of Mardi Gras. The party starts at 8. Well, that's our cue. We're headed out to get some big money ourselves. If you missed anything and want more details on what you've heard, we invite you to our website, whyy.org/things to do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more weekend options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. Happy Halloween, and stay safe out there.
For something you can feel, might as well live for something.